That was an absolute blast. The whole thing was fun. The stand-up was very fun.
I've been thinking about it. I should be happy for I should keep being happy.
Yeah, that's a good move.
It's easy to be happy.
Yeah.
I was listening to Led Zeppelin.
What's your album?
Like, I'm happy.
What song?
Well, it's not albums because it's on Spotify.
Sick.
So I just...
Floating through?
I mean, rock and roll is... So
I was
good.
Just thinking of getting the lead
it's
out the other
day. So good.
Dude, I've been saving it because I've been going back through old stuff, and a lot of it I've been like, it's not hitting the same spot.
It wasn't
Paul's.
Hitting.
It's not hitting the same spot, obviously. I went back to 311 Music. I was like, I used to skateboard down my basement to that. It still was pretty nasty.
311 holds up, dude.
311 Music, the album before Blue, yeah. was nasty. Yeah. I went through the old Sublime albums, and I was like, 40 Ounces of Freedom does still fucking rock.
Yeah.
But again, I'm like, but dude, I was thinking about getting the lead out, and I was like, dude, but what if fucking?
No, it's still.
What if the Whole Lot of Love guitar solo doesn't send me into ecstasy like it used to? Damn, dude. Yeah, I might have to get the lead out on the way home.
It's nice.
I've been deep into just like weird techno and stuff lately.
That's fun too.
That is.
Hold on, I'll find it. I got a good one for you. That actually ended up not being that good, but it was. And then I was afraid. Sometimes your Spotify is public.
Yeah,
like it should. Like people can see what you're listening to if they're like, I don't know.
Okay.
It used to be like that. I'm not sure if it still is, but I was afraid. I found an album called Fired Up 2003.
What is it?
Oh, it's just dude,
what are you talking dude. About? That's awesome.
So good.
Don't call me baby. Oh, dude, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I've been doing Crying on the Dance Floor. That's my playlist. I've been doing Crying on the Dance Floor.
Fired Up 2003 was an album you could buy.
That's crazy.
And I was listening to it on the plane for far too long. I listened to it on the plane for like an hour. For a while, it's like, damn, this shit's actually really good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then I got in my head. I was like, if one person found out I was listening to this,
Fired Up 2003,
it's over. If they knew, I was just sitting there listening to Fired Up 2003, just bobbing my head on a plane.
They get dragged by their fat girlfriends.
It is fat girlfriends with fucking tramp stamp.
I know, dude.
Fat girlfriend with like barbed wire tramp stamp.
I wish I remember the video.
Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of my bed.
Can you, Gardini, can you look up it's high energy, low IQ. That's what Buck Cherry's, that's yourself. They're like, we're high energy, low IQ. And we come out, dude, there's a 15 minute video of backstage at a Buck Cherry concert. And it's the most disturbing shit in the world.
Fuck.
You cut to like 10 minutes in, just put him, dude, some of his rants while he's live on stage. He's just, dude, give me that mic. It's the funniest. It's literally the funniest shit ever.
Like 7 minutes.
Well, okay, that might be it though. I might have doubled it in time. Dude, that's live crazy bitch. You better shake your ass like a fucking soft chicken. 15 minutes just naked on stage riding around and like, you crazy slut, I'll fuck you. This song ain't about a lady. This song's about a crazy bitch.
While I was there at Wilco, I was like, I wish I was. I'd like that would be more entertaining. That would be more fun to see a fucking dude doing that. I'd be like,
it's true.
Yeah.
Although, dude, for some reason, the crowd seemed not pleased. They're like,
how could you be pleased?
Because he was like, you fucking whores, you dirty sluts, and all there with their like girlfriends were like,
I want to fuck. Oh, yeah, that would be. I'd be annoyed, especially if my girlfriend was like, "Yeah," I'd be like, "Ew, what's wrong with you?"
And he's fucking sweating and writhing. Although, to be fair, I think you're right about that. You want full front man, like lizard man energy.
Yeah,
full front
see the
man.
Lizard king.
You paid. You're the front.
I
want to
see a right wing god.
Yeah, exactly.
A right wing god would make me. It would please me greatly to see a dude up there like. See what they're doing with these immigrants? Shipping them up to Martha's Vineyard?
Clapton was a right-wing god, got busted. He took it too far.
What? He got recently busted, right?
Well, he got recently busted, but it happened back in like 1960 or 1970. He came out and was like, England's a white country. Fuck all these Jamaicans.
Oh shit!
He came out hammered in the '70s. Like, get him the fuck out of here.
He hit the wall. He hit the wall.
He hit the wall, bro.
Like,
he hit
Jamaicans the wall. Can fuck off.
He hit the wall, and then they brought it up as soon as he was like, "I got bad."
As soon as he was like, "I don't know about the vax." They were like, "Remember what you said about Jamaicans?"
The vax fucked my finger up, and they like went back to the '70s. Like, he's a fucking racist.
What happened? What happened there? Roll him out.
So he started his the put your phone up or whatever because someone threw the shoe at him.
And that's when started the AIDS rant?
Yeah, because he wanted to get the crowd back on his side.
I know how to get him on my team.
So wait, the guy threw the shoe in response to him saying what?
Nothing. Nothing, just because it was like a bad set.
There's like a mosh pit. There's a mosh pit going on.
People moshing at the baby?
Yeah. It was like a black people mosh. It looked mean. Moshes look mean, but this one looked like mean.
So you're saying when black people mosh, it seems meaner?
No.
Now you know how we feel when you guys... when you guys protest. We're like, we protest, but this seems meaner. You know?
Wait, so right now there was a black mosh pit at DaBaby?
There was a black mosh pit with DaBaby. Some guy threw a Yeezy slide at him.
Do you think there was HIV exchange in the pit?
It might have been an open wound, yeah. DaBaby was concerned.
DaBaby was like, hey, you guys better not have any fucking AIDS down there.
He just brought some like 1992 awareness, you know?
Yeah. Dude, what did he do? I don't know. I'm fucking unaware.
Break it down, Noah. Break down the baby's rant.
I mean, well, yeah. He was like, fellas, you know, like, he's like, if you gay and you don't got AIDS, put your lighters up. Which is like,
but you're gay?
And don't got
like,
AIDS.
And then, yeah.
And then like, yeah, I'll be like,
you don't have AIDS. There's like, ladies, if your pussy smell like water, put your lighters up.
Let's go.
Yeah. Nice. And then people were starting to turn at that point. Then he was like, fellas, if you're not out there sucking dick in the parking lot, put your lighters up. and then everyone started freaking out and booing him and everything.
So he was basically just calling the guy who threw a shoe at him gay.
Basically, yeah. And then afterwards, he came out afterwards and he was like, I'm not like homophobic.
It was
a Kramer moment.
He was getting heckled. He tried to say the worst thing he could.
He said that his gay fans are not disgusting. They would never have AIDS. That's why it's okay.
I think he did drop an F.
I'm sure
he did.
I'm sure he dropped.
There was something in there.
Maybe.
Oof. No, he kept saying fellas.
Fellas.
Yeah. That's the only F the baby dropped. Fellas.
Yeah, he's media trained.
Hey, fellas. Yeah. I just got an easy slide.
Fellas. You got any AIDS down there, fellas? Could you guys suck a dick in the parking lot, right? Making whoopee?
Dude, well, I wonder what moshing to the baby's like.
Like, I used to have a CD booklet when I was in high school
that
had, like, all my CDs in it. And then I had, like, two Cure CDs in my glove compartment.
They rule. Cure rules.
And I would be like, nah, I'm not listening. Like, I don't want my boys to know I'm in here listening to Cure.
Yeah. Dude, it takes, like, one time of the lunch table laughing at you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you fuck with Kelly Clarkson, you a fucking gay, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't, dude. It's fucking 50
I think it's because I turned.
All, like, music in America became just white people wearing blackface, imitating black songs.
That was for a while.
God, and
that must have been crazy, dude.
And it was killing it. But there were also black performers doing the exact same thing.
What, doing whiteface?
No, wearing blackface.
What?
And singing with them. Yes.
Stop. There was fake blackfacers.
Blackface, dude.
That's pissing me off, dude.
I'm pissed.
How are they going to steal blackface, dude?
How are they going to take our culture? How are they going to appropriate our blackface culture?
So how would you even steal black? They would just put the paint on to be like.
Yeah, because the paint is what you. It was just like, this is the fucking outfit you wear when you do these songs.
Yeah.
So black dudes that were doing them would put on blackface.
Was this like secret, though? Were they like, was it like a triple disguise?
No, I mean, it's pretty, you can tell what it is. It doesn't look anything like a black person. It's not like blackface is like perfectly done, like brown.
True.
No, it's like dark black with like a white fucking.
It's like, oh, I've been working so hard out here in the field.
Like, is that actually a black guy? Wait a second, is that fucking guy black?
Did good, Charlotte?
Not Jimmerlite. Then we went down to Busch Gardens and we had to listen to his shit.
That's JT Freeze. Did he still listen?
I liked Blink when I was younger. Nice. And then I stopped liking them. Blink-182, I stopped.
Yeah.
I'd say no. I was always a rap guy.
Yeah.
Always into rap.
For some reason, for some reason, I thought you liked like pop punk for a while.
I did go through. I'd say seventh. I always rap. Always rap was always there. And then there was a side of like. little Coheed and Cambria.
You're MGK basically.
I was basically MGK. Yeah. Rap 100%, never left. But then there'd be phases of like, oh, I like classic rock or like whatever.
Yeah.
But rap's always been the mainstay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I'm starting to grow out of it.
Yeah,
I can't really listen to rap too much anymore.
Because you got racist.
No, I just like listening. I'm like, this is kind of fucking stupid.
Why?
Like the lyrics and stuff, they're just dumb.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
yes. Really? What are you talking about?
They're stupid lyrics. Like, it's like the songs are dumb. I can't relate to them.
What's an example?
Like robbing stuff. Like, I can't.
Oh, sorry. So that. Now they have to make music you relate to?
Yes.
Can't you just let it be great?
Or else I won't listen to it.
No, I have. I was asked by Britney's family over Thanksgiving. Like, do you like rap? And I was like,
fuck no.
I do. No, I do. I have to.
What the fuck?
The hell? Yeah, I have to be working out. And I have to, like, I was telling them, like, I can't pay attention to lyrics because there's sometimes I'm like, what am I doing here? What am I listening to?
Exactly.
I
just
have to stop.
You said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they're old heads, dude. They understood. I was like, there's sometimes you listen to it, you're like, what am I participating
in? What even is this?
Yeah, like, this is ridiculous. So, but yeah, that was kind of awkward. They were like, hit me with some. I feel like I was ruining the vibe a lot of times. I'll go in, they play like definitely a really cool. Yeah.
You're a fucking white guy.
Yeah, really.
Hey, you obviously were ruining the vibes.
Yeah, they play a cool song on, and then like, you know, I was like,
what is it? Let me Shazam this.
I'd walk in with like gluten free pretzels and be like,
oh man,
happy come on day,
oh happy day.
Yeah, song rules.
When Jesus washed my sins.
Yeah, it gets me hype, man. Lauryn Hill.
La la la. Damn, Lauryn Hill's tight, dude.
Yo,
she rules.
She was good in that. Yeah. I support her too. Her position on white people buying her album.
What was it?
She'd rather have her kids starve than have white people buy her. That was a long time ago. I'm sure she's learned.
What the fuck?
She said that back in the day.
What the fuck, dude?
She was a bit of a problem child, dude.
That's a problem. Apparently, yo, Jake Paul? Jake Paul is a problem child.
What happened?
That's his nickname.
He's the problem child?
He's problem child. I was watching. I was like, ah, shit. Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude. Lauryn Hill said that?
Yes. Like,
Gardy,
Eminem had he was like rapping about it.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
because she was like, I'd rather have my children starve. I mean, she used to show up like 2.5 hours late for her concerts.
Sometimes she doesn't show up.
It's a problem child, yeah. It's a problem child.
To this day, she still doesn't show up sometimes when she's booked.
Well, she probably asked what the audience is like, and is like,
her audience is definitely white.
It's PBs and J's.
Definitely white.
I went to a Jill Scott concert one time. Ooh. Definitely black audience.
Dude, sorry. Jill Scott's a queen.
Yeah, she's pretty nice.
I thought that was a politician.
Jill Scott?
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I got head before a Jill Scott concert.
What'd she sing?
Tight. Long Walk. Let's take a long walk.
You ever hear Daydreams by Lupe Fiasco?
Yeah.
She's the feature.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
She's a big, soulful woman.
Yeah.
It was a lot of... Her audience primarily consists of sweating black ladies fanning themselves. Her audience. They gave you a fan when you went in there.
And my dad. He's in there, too.
He's bird dogging some geezer. He's trying to find a sweaty lady with a diaper. Oh, my God, dude. Did he have to buy her diapers?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got the store. I'll be like, you want me to pick you up anything?
Yeah, Rite Aid's his Victoria's Secret.
What is that? Damn. He's taking them out like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Dude, wait, how'd you know?
He was smashing. I saw him in the back of the seat of his car, and I was like, who needs these?
Oh,
he was
fuck. Like,
They're for what's her face? I don't want to say her name. I won't say her name. They're
sure.
Yeah.
They're for her. And I was like, damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did she ever get stuck in like the chairlift going up the steps and you're like, ooh, I'm getting head? Yeah. Stepmom, what
She's
are you
like,
doing?
I'm stuck. Gotta push.
Damn, dude. She's probably getting so wet in those diapers.
Those diapers are probably heavy. Everyone's watching probably cracked. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Well, it's also too, if it's been on, if he hadn't seen her in a while, I know this because I change diapers constantly. If it from overnight, it turns into like a basketball. It just gets hard. Huge. Yeah. No, it gets huge.
Oh.
He was like, damn, girl.
Did you miss it?
Hey, little mama, you shit your pants. Little mama, you shit yourself.
Damn, that's been so hot when they're hanging out. Just, hold on a second.
Oh, I just peed myself. Dude.
Do you wear panties under the diaper? You can.
You could, but probably not, right?
Yeah, I guess you don't want to ruin
it. Because you don't want to, yeah.
Who knows at that point? Who knows what you're wearing, anything else?
The freedom is peeing yourself. Like, wearing it and peeing. Like, that's probably, yeah, that's probably free as hell.
Yeah, I think old ladies just piss themselves pretty often. I think they always
start, women start pissing themselves when they're like 30.
Ew. Did I show you that video?
Yes.
I sent it to you guys.
I saw it.
Walking out and looking up at that. It's like, holy shit.
That's scary.
Dude. But then the next night, we had to go to see Bert's favorite band, Wilco.
Yeah.
Which, Bert's a fucking night, the best dude.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to tell him how bad Wilco fucking stinks. Like, I was like, God damn.
You did the right thing. If someone brought you to a concert, that would put me in. I'd be
so mad at someone.
That would spin me out.
If
dude.
I brought someone to a concert and they're like, this sucks.
I'm not having fun.
Like, what the fuck? It was awesome. We took a fucking party bus.
I would like very like surreptitiously go find security and be like, yo, get this guy out. And like, never, I would never tell you.
Yes.
Because I couldn't face you and tell you, but I'd quietly be like, yo, this guy just fucking said something terrible to me.
Yeah,
please
get rid of him.
I would be so fucked up.
Yeah, if you took someone to a concert and they're like, your taste of music sucks, I'd be like, you suck.
And you're just
dude.
Front
what
and center.
Fuck? I got you tickets and a ride here.
I know. No, you did the right thing.
So I did keep it quiet, but the mushrooms did take over. And I was pretty vocal.
What happened?
Well, the opening band was on, and I was like, this shit, it just happened to be right when the music stopped. Who's I was it? Like, yo, this shit sucks.
Who was the opening band?
I don't know. I don't want to.
True.
But as soon as I said it, this girl turned around that was in front of me, and I was like, oh, fuck. She's going to tell me to fuck off. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she was like, no, for real, this shit sucks. Nice. And that dude turned around, I was like, shit sucks. I was like, nice. Everyone's in agreement.
Yeah, it's good.
But, yeah, it was really funny to take a lot of mushrooms and watch 10,000 dudes dressed like hikers. Like, it was just I hate to be the guy that's like, this is white, like white shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the whitest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Wilco at Red Rocks, all white dudes. All
in
white
Colorado,
dudes,
too.
In Denver. Yeah, everyone just standing there going.
Yeah.
10,000 dudes. You look up, they're all going.
Yeah, true.
It was so fucking crazy. And it like, I didn't even notice it. My girlfriend was like, look around, like look at the people. And as soon as I started looking around, I was like, holy shit, this is the corniest thing I've ever seen in my life. But then you'd watch it and I'd get into it and I'd be like, damn, these guys are good.
Yeah.
They're good at what they're doing.
Yeah, I like Wilco.
But it's still gay.
Yeah, I think it'd be tough with a bunch. I mean, you'd be at an NPR function basically.
Yeah.
Inadvertently, that's what it would feel like. And it's just so funny to be on mushrooms and be like, I'm not with Wilco. You'd think they'd get you.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd get you.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be moments, but.
Nah, but that would, the gear, yeah, everyone dressed exactly the same, being like.
That fucks me up.
Yeah.
So I went and hung out by the bathrooms pretty much the entire time. Just sat there like, whoa, fuck.
You might be the funniest dude ever. Just sit at a Wilco concert on mushrooms, quietly tripping, being like, this is gay. I can't tell my friend.
It was so gay.
That's so fucking funny.
And this thing, I don't want to hurt my friend's feelings, but this concert is so fucking gay.
Yeah, you have no
dude.
Idea. If you saw this concert, you'd be like, yo.
No, I can imagine, honestly.
And they, again, they were fucking good at it. They were good at playing guitar. It was cool to watch a guy play guitar.
Yeah.
But then they'd be like, what are they jamming about? Like, they're all up there like, there'd be times where they'd like, almost like Hendrix, where they're like,
they get real weird.
Like a fucking cacophony. It sounded like shit. It was like, this sounds like shit.
Turn it down.
And like, what are they? They're all like 50-year-old white dudes dressed like hipsters.
Yep.
That are like, you know, they are like, they're like party line Democrats, I bet.
Yeah.
And they're like, America sucks.
Yeah, that's like my whole thing with rappers. When rappers get old, I can't. It's saying like,
yeah, it's sad.
Anything gets kind of shit. You have to just stop, man.
Yeah, Snoop needs to shut the fuck up.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, that's tough. Rappers, and I guess that would be. There's that one guy. What the fuck's the one guy? Who was the lead singer from the Red House Painters? The Mark Kozelak, maybe his name was.
Red House Painters?
Yeah, he was a guy. He was in Sun Kill Moon. It was like, is of that vein.
I've never heard of any of these.
I forget his name. The guy, actually, this guy.
Is this like Wilco stuff?
He would have
been. Sounds like Wilco stuff.
It's Wilco-ish. What's his name? Kozelak. But the problem is within this whole thing, he was too much of a right-wing god. He's a right-wing god.
If they were right-wing gods, I would have been like, dude, these guys fucking rule.
So, dude, what happened is he's a right-wing god, and I think – I forget what –
right-wing god.
All his songs now are about like how much pussy used to be at his – not all of them, but like one of his songs is genuinely him complaining about how there used to be pussy at his concerts.
That's good.
And now it's just the dudes that you're describing, and he's like, what the fuck, dude? I don't want to sing for these guys.
Well, that's awesome.
But yeah, he came
– I wanted to see. I was thinking about good bands I would have rather have seen. What I was thinking about how nice it would have been to see, like, who's it, Buck Cherry?
Buck Cherry. Would be,
like, back in the day. Who sings a song that's like, hey, crazy yo, bitch. Crazy Buck bitch. Cherry. I was like, dude, it'd be so nice to be at that concert. Dude,
did you ever see, Butterly showed me a concert of, they did an interview with Buck Cherry. Did you ever see that guy, how he operates?
No.
Dude, they come out.
He's got to be a full pickup artist.
He literally, dude. Yeah. On stage, comes out and he does like a almost like a black preacher thing where he's like, you know, all we want to do is fuck, right? You know, we just want to have sex. We're simple creatures, y'all. Dude,
that's the worst shit I've ever heard.
Crazy bitch is like a 14-minute sermon he delivers, dude. And they shoot the crowd. It's a bunch of dudes like pissed, but like, the fuck? They get dragged by their fat girlfriends.
It is fat girlfriends with fucking tramp stamp.
I know, dude.
Fat girlfriend with like barbed wire tramp stamp.
I wish I remember the video.
Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of my bed.
Can you, Gardini, can you look up, fuck, it's high energy, low IQ. That's what Buck Cherry's, that's yourself. They're like, we're high energy, low IQ. And we come out, dude, there's a 15-minute video of backstage at a Buck Cherry concert, and it's the most disturbing shit in the world.
Fuck.
You cut to like 10 minutes in, just put him, dude, some of his rants while he's live on stage, he's just, dude, give me that mic. It's the funniest. It's literally the funniest shit ever.
It's only like 7 minutes.
Well, okay, that might be it though. I might have doubled it in time. Dude, that's live crazy bitch. It's 15 minutes. Just naked on stage, riding around. Like, you crazy slut, I'll fuck you.
While I was there at Wilco, I was like, that would be more entertaining. That would be more fun to see a fucking dude doing that. I'd be like,
it's true.
Yeah.
Although, dude, for some reason, the crowd seemed not pleased. They're like,
how could you be pleased?
Because he was like, you fucking whores, you dirty sluts, and all there with their like girlfriends were like,
I want to fuck. Oh, yeah, that would be, I'd be annoyed, especially if my girlfriend was like, yeah, I'd be like, ew, what's wrong with you?
And he's fucking sweating and writhing. Although, to be fair, I think you're right about that. You want full front man, like lizard man energy.
Yeah.
Full front man.
I want to see
the
lizard king.
You paid. You're the front
row. I
want
to see a right-wing god.
Yeah, exactly.
A right-wing god would make me, it would please me greatly to see a dude up there like, see what they're doing with these immigrants, shipping them up to Martha's Vineyard.
Clapton was a right-wing god, got busted. He took it too far.
What, he got recently busted, right?
Well, he got recently busted, but it happened back in like 1960 or 1970. He came out and was like, England's a white country. Fuck all these Jamaicans.
Oh, shit.
Came out hammered in the 70s. Like, get him the fuck out of here.
He hit the wall, bro.
He hit the wall. And then they brought it up as soon as he was like, I got bad.
As soon as he was like, I don't know about the vax. They were like, remember what you said about Jamaicans?
The vax fucked my finger up. And they like went back to the 70s. Like, he's a fucking racist. Yeah, he hit the wall, and then after that, he had to do a concert for racism. He's like, guys, I'm so fucking sorry. England's for everybody. Free Prince Andrew.
Yeah. It was an extremely nice trip I had, though.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. The party, dude, what's better than a fucking party bus?
Literally,
so fun.
Literally nothing, dude.
It's so fun.
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
Last time I was on a party bus, we were smoking a ton of weed on it, and there a guy stopped and was like, yo, I got a bunch of fucking guns on here, dude. We're going hunting too. He's like, bro, we're
gonna
go.
You're going hunting?
Oh, he was like, they were going skeet shooting.
Okay,
so it was they were going shooting the guns. But we went through a toll booth. Yeah, we went through a toll booth. All of it, we're just blazing in a party bus, and he was with guns.
Dude, what are you, T.I.?
We went through the toll.
What are you, Lil Weezy?
We went through the
That's
toll.
Crazy.
Booth. I didn't know he brought a ton of fucking guns. I knew we were going skeet shooting. I know he's gonna bring all of his own fucking weapons. He brought like weapons for us, like AR-15s to shoot in the morning. We're crazy bitches, bro.
Hey.
Dude, we went through the toll booth, and he was like, yo, fucking fuck that lady probably called the cops. We're going to get pulled. This guy had a bunch of guns and spun out on weed. He's like, they're going to fucking take my gun. He's spazzed, dude. Oh, yeah. She fucking smelled the weed and called the cops.
You're going to Rikers, dude.
Probably, dude. We had mad gats, dude. We probably had T.I.'s arsenal.
Yeah.
We had T.I.'s arsenal.
Would you have taken the fall for your boy?
For those gats?
Yeah.
Surely.
Said, those are my gats.
I'm like, bro, I own one of those shotguns.
Those are all mine.
Well, I feel like you're allowed to have a shotgun if you're high. I feel like there are shotgun rules. Like, yeah. Your father can gift you a shotgun, no questions asked. Yeah. So I'd be like, yes, this is my legal right, dude. I'm in a militia.
Now we're talking Second Amendment. Now we're talking pig and walnut.
Now we're talking Second
Amendment. Is that a walnut or a pig? Where'd the pig get the walnut?
Dude, I'll tell you what. I've been fired up on my rights. I've been getting political.
Yeah?
You see me on Twitter yesterday getting political?
Yeah. What were you saying? Bro, I enjoyed it.
I got fired up yesterday.
What'd you say?
You know I've been battling the PA weed system for a long time. Dude.
Yeah.
So get this. PA weed system obviously is bullshit.
Yeah.
You have like four corporations that own it all. Somehow they mostly all charge the same exact prices. It's not price fixing. You know, they all charge the same prices. It's bullshit. So I'm like, whatever, you know, I'm dealing with it. I go in. They're like, hey, you should try this shake, which that's like the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad. It's ground up nugs. No problem. I go, oh, that's pretty nifty. I'll grab some shake for me and my friends. We'll have that, you know. And I bring it home. I smoke on it. I go, oh, it's harsh as hell.
It was harsh nugs.
I said, wait, no, dude.
Were you like, these aren't dank nugs?
It wasn't dank nugs.
These are harsh nugs.
It wasn't harsh. It was trim. It's the leaves.
Trim?
It's the leaves. Exactly. Sugar leaf, bro.
What?
Larf, bro.
They fucking larfed you?
It's all family.
So you got larfed.
I knew it too. As soon as I hit my throat, I went, hold the fuck up.
Yeah, hold the phone, dude. This is harsh larfage.
These guys got a problem. They don't even know it. And I had two different brands. Both of it was just fucking trim. Dude, Shane, riddle me this. It's a medical program. It's a medical marijuana program.
Yeah.
And they're selling people who know nothing about weed.
For cancer guys.
They're selling them literally stuff you throw. It's exact cancer guys.
Cancer guys.
Trying to eat. You're trying to get an appetite.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have enough money. Let me buy the shake. And these fucking motherfuckers working there, dude. They all have pins too on their shit.
That's TGI
like,
Fridays.
Love is love. No, it's like they apparently you have to like put all your political beliefs on your fucking shirt for some reason. Love is love. Yeah. All this bullshit. Meanwhile, it's like, and I told them. So basically, the whole story is, smoke the. I know it's trim right away. It hit, touched my lips. I went, hold the fuck up.
Yeah, it's trim.
This is trim. Boys, put that down right away. Yeah. That's food grade. You can't be smoking on food grade. Put that down right now. Yeah. So I find out I'm fucking fuming. Go the next time. So mm-hmm. Yesterday I had to buy some vape cartridges. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nice. I get to go fucking tell them what time it is in there. Mm-hmm. Walk in, they have all these like political. These
you
are
tell
like,
them what time it is.
These are like party line dudes, political pins and shit. I'm G with it, bro.
You're
I walk in. I go, yeah. I just need some vape cartridges. I'm looking around. I go, hey, you guys still got that shake? I'm fishing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, dude. We got it. And I go, yo, that stuff's fucking bullshit, dude. He's like, they start their eyes go up, and I'm like, they're grinding up fucking trim, dude. That's food grade. And you're like, oh, yeah, man. Like, yeah, some of the companies unfortunately do put like blah, 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 blah. And they started. What are they trying to do?
You should have told them the science is real. You should have said science is real.
Exactly, dude.
You guys aren't believing in science right now. That's science food.
They have this mode they go into where they act like they're like on the corner. They go, yo, bro, that's just the name of the game. He hits me with that. I said, that's not the name of the fucking game, bro. I was like, that's grimy.
You're behind a desk, pussy.
I'm like, exactly. I'm like, that's grimy, dirty shit. And I'm like, that's the grimiest thing possible to sell people shake or sell people trim to smoke it as shake who don't know what anything is. I'm like, that's like really grimy stuff, man.
Yeah.
You guys shouldn't be doing that. You guys like, you guys shouldn't even be supporting that. That's fucked up.
So how do you feel about that?
I felt powerful, dude. I mean,
how did he feel about it? The one guy
was like, yo, it's fucked. It's totally fucked. The other guy, not the guy who said name of the game. He was like, yeah, dude. These companies do it.
Name of the game?
Bro, they act like it's like all of a sudden this dude's Juel Santana. I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of here, man.
Damn, that's
you were
good,
just at Target four that's months
good call,
ago.
Dude. Juel's
you were just
rules.
At Target 4 months ago.
Santana.
Yeah, now they're at I'm like, dude, get out of here. Now they're in the fucking Bird Gang. But yeah, so I'm like, I'm not being harsh to them. I'm like, I'm just telling you guys, that's fucked and that's crazy those guys are allowed to do that. I'm like, it's
should call them crazy bitch.
They're crazy bitches, bro. They're like, yeah, dude. The one guy's like, dude, it's totally fucked. Like, it's bullshit. And then, you know, so I go to the back. Now I get to go to the back.
What is this day? What day is this for you?
Yesterday.
This is yesterday.
Yesterday. This is.
Yo, yesterday you're doing battle with dudes
this
at
is
a fucking weed
home.
Shop.
I worked all day. I'm in the office. I'm drinking the weed cake.
What'd you do?
Dude, I'm working on a top secret program right now, dude. I'm always up to some bullshit. No.
I didn't mean to criticize.
It's not criticizing at all.
I'm not criticizing.
Bro, I need people. You need people to keep me in
check.
Forgive
me. I'm not criticizing.
I appreciate when my friends keep me in check. Bro.
Go.
Bro.
I'm not criticizing.
It's not criticizing. It's critical at all.
So you just worked your fucking ass off.
Dude, I got fucking.
You clocked in, dude.
I'm wiping the sweat off my face to get in there. I'm clocking out.
You clocked out. Now I clocked you're on your out. Way home.
Now I'm in the whip.
Now you're it's pushing 2 p.m. the whip. Yeah.
It's 2 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm working on a... I'm working